Michelin Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 20 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre defending President Biden's decision to pardon his son Hunter aboard Air Force One this morning. She said the president felt the charges against Hunter were political.
He said he wrestled with this and because he believes in the justice system, but he also believes that the war politics infected the process and led to a miscarriage of justice.
President Biden on his way right now to Angola. Also today, Hezbollah firing into a disputed border zone, the militant group's first attack since its ceasefire with Israel last week. The Supreme Court hearing oral arguments today on whether the government can ban candy-flavored vapes, citing concerns that kids will become addicted. The CEO of Intel is retiring. Pat Gelsinger joined the company in 2021. Intel used to dominate the computer processing market, but in recent years has lost ground to companies like NVIDIA. This summer, the company announced it'd be laying off 10% of its workers. This is ABC News. The University of Michigan and Ohio State University fined $100,000 each for fighting after a weekend football game. The rivals clashing when Michigan planted a flag in Ohio State's field after pulling off an upset win. But that wasn't the only post-game football fight on Saturday.
It happened at Clemson after South Carolina beat the Tigers, and the scuffle, according to Clemson coach Dabo Swinney, was scary.
You win, hey, you got bragging rights. You certainly want to celebrate that and be excited about that, as you should. But just can't happen. But it could have really gotten out of hand yesterday because there's a lot of people down there.
He called it a bad look for college football. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Closing arguments today in the New York City chokehold trial. Ex-Marine Daniel Penny has been charged with negligent homicide in the death of a man acting erratically inside a subway train. Prosecutors say Penny held Jordan Neely's neck far too long. Penny's lawyers say the homeless man died from a genetic condition. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important. And you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpson's Tractor, TC Autoworks, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a snowy 20 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy with a few flurries, high of 26. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 15. Then tomorrow, partly sunny and a high of 29. In Richland Center, we have easterly winds at 3 miles per hour, and after a low of 11, we're at our high so far for the day of 20.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing plus cash back options on select New Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. It's 20 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. David Prosser, who rose to become Speaker of the Wisconsin Assembly before an 18-year tenure on the state Supreme Court that was marked by a heated altercation with another justice, has died. Prosser's family said today that he died Sunday at age 81 after battling cancer for several months. A Republican, Prosser served 18 years in the state assembly, the last two as speaker, before serving the same amount of time on the state Supreme Court. He retired from the court in 2016. Prosser got into a physical altercation with Chief Justice Ann Walsh Bradley in 2011 when they were arguing in her office about the court's ruling that would uphold the anti-union law known as Act 10. Democratic Party of Wisconsin Chairman Ben Wickler has launched a bid to lead the Democratic National Committee. In a statement issued Sunday, Wickler said the Democratic Party needs to be stronger to take on President-elect Donald Trump and Republican extremists. The 43-year-old Wickler has been state Democratic Party chair since July 2019, during which time Wisconsin Democrats have won 9 of the last 12 statewide races. Wickler says he's helped transform the party, quote, into an organizing, fundraising, and winning machine. Current DNC chair Jamie Harrison is not seeking re-election. DNC members will elect a new chair on February 1st. A recent Broadband Now report found that Wisconsin is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to broadband internet access. According to the findings, less than 80% of residents had access to broadband or high-speed internet, ranking the state 45th for access. State officials have been undertaking efforts to increase access, including hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for broadband infrastructure projects. Many of those projects are still in the construction phase and may not be completed for a couple of years. Wisconsin farmers are losing hope that a new farm bill or an extension on the current farm bill will be approved during the final days of the year. The United States Congress will return to session Tuesday with about 2 weeks to approve another farm bill extension or a new farm bill entirely. But experts believe there will be no movement on the bill until the next Congress. The bill was a major topic in the final days of Wisconsin's Senate race and provides support for the farming industry, like crop insurance and sustainable farming assistance. Gas prices fell 8.3 cents over the last week. The average in Wisconsin today is $2.77 per gallon. This is 8.5 cents lower than a month ago and over 15 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Areas around the Great Lakes may have seen prices go up just below traveling commenced around the Thanksgiving holiday. However, most of the nation saw prices holding stable or decline slightly, with the national average near the lowest level seen since 2021. Officials at Gas Buddy say the weeks ahead should feature slight drops in most areas. You should see gas for $2.99 or less through the holiday shopping season. Potential impacts from tariffs are something to watch for, though they would have no effect until late January if implemented at all. A man is in custody after a Thanksgiving Day stabbing in Toma. Police said that a 33-year-old man was arrested after a stabbing victim was brought to a hospital in Toma late Thursday night with life-threatening injuries. The person who was stabbed was then taken to a larger hospital for more advanced care. The man who was arrested is suspected of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and is being recommended for several charges. Police said that as their investigation continues, there may be more arrests. The Richland Center Fire Department was called out twice yesterday. The department first responded around 12:40 in the afternoon for a report of heavy smoke in a structure located at 24757 County Highway RC. Mutual aid was requested en route. On arrival, heavy smoke was found and the main fire area was around the wood stove located in the basement of the structure. There was severe damage throughout the entire structure, but no injuries were reported. 7 fire units and 28 firefighters were on scene for 3 hours, assisted by the Muscadet, Lone Rock, and Viola fire departments, Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, and Alliant Energy. The second call came in around 2:20. 3 fire units and 11 firefighters responded to 28190 Spiral Road for a shed fire. It was reported the shed was next to another structure. Upon arrival, units found a 12x12 shed fully involved and were able to contain the fire to just the one structure. No injuries were reported and personnel were on scene for about an hour. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted by the Lone Rock Fire Department, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Richland County EMS. A driver was trapped in his vehicle as the result of a rollover crash. Early Thanksgiving morning at approximately 1:15, deputies responded to State Highway 14, just east of Town Line Road, for an automated car crash 911 call with no contact made with the driver. Upon deputies' arrival, a vehicle was observed on the north side of the road in the ditch and was overturned to its side. Deputies found Joseph Melchizedek, 35, of Viola, trapped under his vehicle. He was conscious, alert, and speaking to deputies. The area was searched for other passengers, but none were located. It was determined that the vehicle left the roadway and rolled 2 or 3 times before coming to a rest. Joseph Melchizedek was taken to UW Health by MedFlight for his injuries. State Highway 14 was shut down while first responders were on scene. The Richland County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Richland Fire Department and Viola EMS, as well as UW MedFlight. Joseph Melchizedek was cited for open intoxicants, suspended registration, failure to maintain control of a vehicle, and failure to wear a seatbelt. A single vehicle crash resulted in an arrest. Last Tuesday morning at approximately 7:45, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a one-vehicle rollover on State Highway 80, just south of Splinter Lane in the town of Lima. Kaylee M. Edwards, 37, of Livingston, was traveling south on 80 when the vehicle drifted onto the right shoulder and then crossed the center line. Edwards overcorrected her steering, which caused the vehicle to enter the right ditch, crash into a rock wall, and overturn. Edwards and her 11-year-old son were both injured in the crash and transported to Southwest Health Center in Platteville for treatment of their injuries. As a result of the crash, Kaylee Edwards was arrested for operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of a controlled substance with a passenger under the age of 16, possession of a prescription drug without a prescription, possession of marijuana, possession of heroin, possession of cocaine, possession of fentanyl, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Edwards is also being charged with child endangerment. Gift cards are one of the most popular gifts around the holidays, but be careful when you're buying them. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says criminals have ways to take money out of those cards if you're not careful. Only buy gift cards directly from the retailer and inspect the cards before you buy them to see if safety features are still in place. And never use a gift card to pay someone over the phone. That's one of the favorite ways for criminals to take your money. It's currently 21 degrees in Richland Center at 1216. Feeling sad? There's something you can do. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours. Compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need. Stafford Funeral Home.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
It is a cloudy 21 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:19. If the holiday season or even the weather has you feeling sad, there's something you can do and a number you can call. Terry Barr reports.
If happy and holidays isn't quite ringing true for you, you're not alone. A recent survey shows close to 40% of people feel extra stressed during this time of year. The best thing health experts say you can do? Check in with others and talk about how you're feeling. Here's Dr. Kristen Lyerly.
I see it all the time, and I think that there is a rule of thumb that we can apply across the board, which is ask someone how they're doing and then listen. You know, we try to solve their problems. No, it's not your job to solve their problems. It's your job to be their ear.
And Wisconsin has a confidential crisis number you could call or text. It's 988. It offers extra support every day, including the holidays. More than 130,000 people in our state have used the 988 number since it started in 2022. I'm Terry Barr.
Shopping for gifts this holiday season? There are many factors to consider when searching for the perfect present, especially when the recipient is a child. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection encourages shoppers to keep safety in mind while searching for the best holiday deals. When buying for a young child, either in person or online, always check for potential hazards. Look on the packaging or for information posted online about product warnings and age grading. Take a few moments to review labels that might reveal a suggested minimum age or age range for using the product, small parts, sharp edges, magnets, and other choking or suffocation hazards, flame resistance, safety verification from ASTM International. Don't rely on labeling alone. Examine products before purchasing to identify any potential unlabeled hazards, such as projectiles, small batteries, and the risk of breaking or splintering. Toys can sometimes present unexpected danger. Even if your gift will be given to an older child, ask yourself whether a younger child who also lives in the household might access it. Lastly, consider it including safety gear with your gift, like a helmet, with a bike or scooter. Every year, many consumers face the common struggle of finding the year's most popular toys still in stock. If your search takes you online, be aware that scammers may take advantage of your gift-giving spirit. Be cautious of unfamiliar websites and sellers, and verify familiar websites are really the platform they appear to be, especially if they advertise popular products at uncommonly low prices. Fake and imposter websites use these tactics to trick you into buying an out-of-stock product, but chances are you won't receive anything and will just send money and your payment information to a scammer. If you do receive something, it will likely be of questionable quality compared to the original item you were seeking to purchase. Never enter your payment information before confirming a website is legitimate, and be skeptical of third-party sellers of otherwise out-of-stock items. For unfamiliar sites, check third-party reviews and search the website name along with the words scam or fraud. For popular sites, verify there are no spelling errors or unusual phrasing in the web address that could indicate a website is being impersonated. It is best to use your credit card to protect your purchase. If you are tricked, you can dispute the charges with your credit card company. For more information and consumer protection resources, or to file a complaint, visit DadCap's Consumer Protection webpage at consumerprotection.wi.gov or contact the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or DATCP Hotline at wisconsin.gov. The Richland Center High School Band will present its annual holiday concert Wednesday at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band. The bands will be performing holiday classics that will set the mood for the holiday season. The Richland Center High School Bands will also be holding the annual Cookie Walk prior to the concert. Holiday cookies will be available for purchase by the box in the West Commons Auditorium area. Cookie sales will start at 6. There will also be Meet for the Beat raffle tickets available at the concert. The RCHS Bands will be sponsoring the 17th annual Meet for the RCHS Band Beat Raffle. This year's prizes are first prize, quarter beef, second prize, whole hog, and a stick of summer sausage. Third prize, 12 3-pound rump roast, 4 packages of wiener, 6 packages of 2 chicken breast, and 1 stick of summer sausage. These prizes are sponsored by the Ed Martin and Dr. Terry Moen families. The drawing will be held Friday, December 20th. Winners need not be present to win. All prize winners will be contacted by phone and announced on WRCO Radio. Get your holiday season started with great music, delicious cookies, and a chance to win your holiday dinner. Join the talented RCHS band students Wednesday. Admission is $5 or buy activity pass. River Valley Players is journeying back to 1947 with their production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play taking place in Spring Greensguard Theater. The retelling of the beloved holiday story of community and connection will also showcase live music and live local commercials. It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, is directed by Patrick Hagen.
We started talking about taking this story and Jay adapting what was the Lux Theater version of it with Jimmy Stewart and Donna Reed that was done in, I think, 47 in L.A. And so Jay took that script and has adapted it to Spring Green. So we're pretending that in 1947, Spring Green had its own professional radio company, and they, in this fictional 1947 that we're playing, they were doing this show live and broadcasting it nationally.
The audience is encouraged to enjoy a trip back in time where folks used to sit around the radio and listen to stories. Frank Capra's 1947 classic film, It's a Wonderful Life, came on the scene shortly after World War II. Adapting the story of George Bailey in Bedford Falls to Spring Green in the radio play format has brought together a group of people dedicated to art and storytelling. Jay Rath, who plays the announcer in the production, adapted the 1947 Lux Radio Theater script to a fictional 1947 Spring Green.
If we did an absolutely authentic radio production from 1947, it would be kind of visually boring. But it was radio. That was the point. So Patrick has introduced elements of conventional theater. So there will be some props. There will be some furniture, some indications of mood and location and so on. So there's a little bit of each. But make no mistake, it is going to be a radio show, radio performance with microphones and theater of the mind. People will have to envision the full depth of the scenes as we proceed.
River Valley Players' production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, a part of the Chamber's Country Christmas, will run December 5th through 8th at the Guard Theater in Spring Green. Director Hagen conceptualized the production with the help of the River Valley Players Board.
Well, we are going to do it on what's called the first weekend of Country Christmas in Spring Green. So we're going to do a show on the 5th, which is a Thursday, 7 p.m. on the 5th. And then we've got some activities going on the 6th, which is the Friday. So we're not going to do a show on the 6th, but then we've got a show at 7 p.m. on the 7th. And then on Sunday, the 8th, we have a 1 p.m. show and a 6 p.m. show. So everyone's got to work extra hard on the 8th.
Tickets for River Valley Players' production of It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, are available online at rivervalleyplayers.org and in person at North Earth Crystals and Gifts on West Jefferson Street in Spring Green. General admission is $10 and $5 for children 12 and under. Make this season extra special for our heroes. Get in the holiday spirit with the Tomah VA to honor veterans and service members by participating in the Honor Tree with locally made ornaments. If you want to honor a veteran or service member, send a private message on the Tomah VA Facebook page with their first name, last initial, branch of service, and a short message. All requests are due by 4 o'clock Thursday afternoon, December 5th. The final winners in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle held in November were Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, Jim Spalding, Friday, November 29th, Holly Nelson, and Saturday, November 30th, Adam Kirschbaum. The first two winners in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle are Sunday's winner, Chris Fry, and today's winner is Mike Andreessen. It's 21 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service, day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork?
Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's 21 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, December 2nd. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93 of Spring Green, died Tuesday at home following an illness. A funeral mass will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Polly Tishner include her daughter, Constance Horgan of Spring Green, two grandsons, a great-granddaughter, daughter-in-law, Debbie Tishner of Spring Green, nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Pauline P. Polly Tishner, 93 of Spring Green. Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74 of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday at 11 at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements. Survivors of Frosty Hagenaugh include his siblings, Terry, Scoot Hagenaugh and Mike Griffin, John, Twig and Marcia Hagenaugh, Dirk, Chip and Joanne Hagenaugh, Tamara, Tiz Hagenaugh, and Carl, Dutch Hagenaugh, many nieces and nephews, and special friend Joanne Biermeyer. Forrest J. Frosty Hagenaugh, 74 of Hillsboro. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84 of Spring Green, died Wednesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 in the Norway Grove Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Shirley Gruber include her children, David and Kathy Hagen of Mount Horeb, and Barbara and Ken Tyft of Madison. Two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Larry Talley of Jellystone, Wisconsin, and Mesa, Arizona, in-laws, Floyd and Lois Gruber, Carol and Dave Linz, Dolores Gruber, Rita Gruber, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Shirley Jean Talley Gruber, 84, of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's memory. Rick Meixelsperger is survived by his children, Nathan and Lisa Meixelsperger, Tezra and Mark Menny, and Aaron and Christopher Lane, four grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, his mother, Carol Meixelsperger, his siblings, Jane and Tim Prouty, Ruth and Fred Schreiner, Jeff and Mary Meixelsperger, Mary and Bernie Andrews, Rory and Tracy Meixelsperger, and Mike and Lori Meixelsperger. Also many nieces and nephews. Richard, Rick Meixelsperger, 71, of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The Easy View adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973. Attention valued patients. As 2025 approaches, you may start receiving notices about insurance updates and changes to Medicare Part D. We're your medication cost experts, and Center and Boscobel Pharmacies are here to help you. Schedule an appointment today with them to review your options and concerns. They will work with you, your doctor, and your care plan to ensure you've got the best coverage. Call today and set up your Medicare review with Center and Boscobel Pharmacies.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Chuck and Tammy Hendrickson, Jim and Elaine Ryder, and Jim and Deb Williams. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's chilly yet across the area, no doubt, with temperatures running a good 5 or 6 degrees below normal. There's been a few sporadic flurries in the region, but that's nothing too organized for sure. Looks like generally quiet weather will stick around for this week in our neck of the woods. No major storms coming through. There will be a fairly strong low passing north of us through Canada Tuesday night and Wednesday. The heavier snow with that just kind of hugging the U.S.-Canadian border going into upper Michigan. We could see a few flurries or snow showers from it Wednesday. Also, some strong winds associated with it could be gusting over 35 miles an hour. So we warm up just a little bit as it comes in, then we cool down again Thursday into early Friday before the next warm-up hits for the weekend. It looks like there'll be another weather system sliding through Sunday. Right now, the precipitation looks pretty spotty and sparse with it in our region, getting more widespread as it tracks east of Wisconsin. Could be some steadier rain across the Ohio Valley, even a rain-snow mix into Michigan. Here's that forecast now for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy with a few flurries possible. High temperatures reaching the mid or even upper 20s in a few spots. Northwest wind 5 to 13 miles per hour.
Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, low at 15 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 29, and west winds becoming southwest 5 to 13. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy and breezy, low 23 degrees. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, windy, and warmer. A few snow showers are possible, high near 37. Going into Thursday, partly cloudy, breezy, and colder, low 12 degrees, high 23. Friday, partly or mostly cloudy, low 11, high 29. Saturday, mostly cloudy early, then partly cloudy and warmer, low 19 with a high of 37. Sunday, mostly cloudy, low in the mid-20s, high 43, 30% chance of light rain at night. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 21 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 21, our low this morning was 11, our high so far today, 21. The record high for this date, set in 1982, is 65 degrees. The record low, 12 below, was set in 1886. Last year's high was 37 with a low of 31. Sunset tonight will be at 4:27, with sunrise tomorrow at 7:16. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 8 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.38, and we have received around an eighth of an inch of snow so far today. It's currently a cloudy 21 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Defending crop insurance subsidies in the Farm Bill, today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthshoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Federal Farm Program has provisions for reduced-cost crop insurance for farmers. Spokane, Washington crop insurance agent Gary Heilig says it's a key part of the farm safety net.
A lot of the growers that had revenue protection especially received some very large claim settlements last year that allowed them to continue to farm again this year. And that's really what crop insurance is about. It's not about paying you for more than what the value of the crop was. It's basically to help cover your expenses and give you a chance to farm again the next year.
Heilig disagrees with critics of the crop insurance discounts.
Without crop insurance and without the ability of these farmers to hedge against weather and price disasters and things like that, we would have a hard time not only feeding our own nation, but we're also one of the largest exporters of food globally.
And Winona, Idaho farmer Jonathan Rosenau says crop insurance protection is critical now.
selling crop right now for less than my dad did in the 70s. So it's pretty tough, especially with the cost of fertilizers up, fuels up, everything. Cost of equipment is tremendous. There's no way we would be able to keep going without crop insurance right now. We need this insurance, and we need the subsidy to pay for half of it. There is no way we could afford the insurance without help from the Farm Bill.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, ready to serve your seed, feed, and repair service needs.
A major crop supplier is not expecting any spring shortages. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand hybrids are designed to help corn farmers win with advanced breeding technology, elite genetics, and industry-leading traits. Your best year starts here. The CEO of the nation's largest agricultural cooperative is confident in crop input availability for 2025. Jay Deverton with CHS said supply conditions look very strong.
We are sourcing well for next year, so I think inputs that we rely upon look to be in great shape.
But he tells Brownfield there's no guarantee.
A lot going on in the world. So to draw a straight line out of what we're talking about here in November would be maybe unwise. But, you know, right now it looks things look to be in well-supplied position going into spring's work.
Depperton says CHS is performing well during the current downturn in the ag economy, and supply chain investments are enabling the cooperative to connect farmers with inputs and services they need. Wisconsin farmers and crop consultants can now get more agronomy information while attending fewer meetings. University of Wisconsin weed scientist Rodrigo Worley tells Brownfield, instead of having separate meetings at different times of the year, all of the research information will be available during the Badger Crops and Soils Update meetings.
We used to have a pest management update meetings. We used to have soils update meetings and then the agronomy update meetings. After COVID, things have changed. So all the three meetings now have become this one major meeting, which is our Badger Crop and Soils Update.
Worley says farmers and crop consultants can catch up on the latest research and continuing education credits are available.
We're going to start off the day hearing about soils and water. We're then going to move to forage and grain crop management. We're going to have colleagues, our ag economists, are going to come and provide us an update, and I think that's going to be very, very important. We end the day with a pest management discussion.
The meetings are this week in Eau Claire Tuesday, Arlington Wednesday, Appleton Thursday, with a virtual session on Friday. The head of the Fertilizer Institute says managing volatility in the fertilizer market wasn't as big of an issue for farmers in 2024 compared to the last few years. Corey Rosenbusch tells Brownfield some prices have softened.
We were down 50% in general from where we were in 2022 with prices. We're below the 10-year average right now with nitrogen and potash prices. Phosphates continue to be a little different story, a little tighter market than the other two crop nutrients.
He said that provided some financial relief for farmers. Rosenbusch says maximizing fertilizer use efficiency will likely be a theme for growers in 2025. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like a hot dog at the game. The old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields. And it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at enlist.com/corn. Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications, all without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Timsock Oxford Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a good sale. Large squares topped at $210 a ton and large rounds topped at $80 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. WGLR Holiday Auction will be December 7th. Start time is approximately 8:15 a.m. Online only auction ending December 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. For more info, go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Direct cash cattle and cash hog business are quiet at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundtail Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to its typically quiet start to the week. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Significant trade volume isn't expected until the latter half of the week. There was plenty to be thankful for last week with the bulk of the week's business taking place on Wednesday. Live deals in the South are marked at mostly $190, $4 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the North had a full range of $291 to $306, mostly $295. $5 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Boxed beef is higher at midday on solid demand for light offerings. Choice is up $1.33 at $311.85. Select is $2.46 higher at $276.76. In Nebraska last week, steers less than 600 pounds sold sharply higher. Steers over 700 pounds were steady to $10 higher. Heifers less than 600 pounds sold sharply higher, and heifers over 600 pounds were $2 to $4 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good for the week's short run. Buyers were active, both in-house and online. Feeder supply included 66% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer, 600 to 646 pounds, brought $295 to $340. Feeder steer, 652 to 698 pounds, brought $293 to $318. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 566 to 596 pounds, brought $297 to $307.50. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday, with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Coming out of the holiday shortened week could bode well for the cash hog market eventually. Processors will likely be in need of numbers and could get more aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, which has been helping provide price support. However, domestic demand has been inconsistent, and that's impacting the overall strength of the market. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. The five-day rolling average for bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct is 86.85. It's 87.47 for the Iowa, Minnesota, and it's 86.18 for the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $53, and pork values were higher at midday, up $2.95 at $93.26. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
What do you want from an ag lending partner? Someone who supports smart decision-making and values relationships. And when your farm faces financial challenges, someone who looks you in the eyes and says, we are here for you. Find what you're looking for at Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, here for you. Let's work together. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Soybeans and cattle are lower, corn's mixed, hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower. Development weather in most of South America continues to look non-threatening to favorable. China did buy 134,000 tons of U.S. soybeans earlier today, the third business day in a row with an announced sale. January beans are down 4¾ at 984¾. March is 5¾ lower at 990¼. January bean meal's down $3.40 at 288.50. January soybean oil's down 49 points at 41.25. Corn is pretty narrowly mixed, monitoring crop weather in Argentina and Brazil, with the trade expecting a large combined crop. There is some support from the solid demand for feed, fuel, and export use. March corn steady at 433, maize back to a half lower at 439 and a quarter. And wheat's mixed today. The U.S. winter wheat conditions are generally good, and harvest is advancing in the southern hemisphere. Russia is expected to put a tight quota on wheat exports starting next year. March Chicago's down three quarters at 547 and a quarter. March Kansas City's up a quarter at 541. March Minneapolis wheat's down one and a half at 590 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are down on overbought signals ahead of this week's direct business. This week's show list does look larger in most of the major feeding areas than it did last week. Box beef at midday was higher. February live's down 85 at 187.77. April 77 lower at 190. January feeders are down $2.07 at 257.37. And hogs are up, but the pork carcass cutout value sharply higher at midday today. Really nothing out of the cash markets. February lean's up $1.22 at $87.55. April's $1.32 higher at $92.07. The dollar's up, the Dow is down. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Nothing breeds innovation like a little friendly competition among farmers. The Wisconsin Soybean Program's annual yield contest was designed to encourage growers across the state to develop innovative management practices. In an effort to be more efficient and time-friendly for entrants, the contest has been revamped for 2023. Check out what's new and fill out an entry form by visiting wisoybean.org/WSA. You won't want to miss out on this opportunity to highlight your operation and Wisconsin's outstanding production practices.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There are plenty of lenders out there, but few know farming like Compeer Financial. We are here with industry knowledge, a commitment to agriculture, and a will to help you succeed. Whether you farm 300 acres or 3,000, or your herd size is big or small, Compeer Financial, here for you. Call 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com today. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new GO3-UO8D brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Get more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/corn.
The U.S. has suspended imports of cattle from Mexico. Could this impact retail beef prices? We'll find out. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Last week, the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced it was suspending live cattle imports from Mexico into the U.S. because of the detection of New World screwworm along the country's southern border. Charlie Martinez is an extension beef specialist at the University of Tennessee. He says the U.S. imports about 5% of its cattle on feedlots from Mexico. And because this is happening at the very start of the supply chain, if the suspension is for any significant length of time, consumers could see retail prices move higher.
There's going to be increased prices or increased costs for, you know, certain players within the segment. Eventually, it's going to get to the consumer. With tighter supplies, we already know that that happens, right? In terms of tighter supplies equals, you know, higher price of beef. That's been happening for the last couple of years. And we've really seen it come on here in the last basically year and a half to 2 years. And one of the things that we do know with recent, you know, pretty with good confidence because of recent pricing, is that while we have had, you know, the price of beef increase at the retail level, demand has still been pretty strong, relatively speaking.
And that's largely due to the high quality beef produced in the United States. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Ellie Robinson from Mineral Point High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Ellie loves high school sports and will get the opportunity to take her skill to the college ranks in cross country.
I'm so grateful to be surrounded by people that have helped me get to that level and glad that I worked hard and was able to commit to South Dakota State.
She grew up on a farm and said 4-H and FFA have helped her grow.
I think FFA is a great organization. They provide a lot of knowledge about not just agriculture, but life in general. FFA really does make you get out there a little bit. It also teaches you a lot of values and skills. Like, I've learned a lot about responsibility, hard work ethic.
She's enjoying volunteering and working to help others.
I think it's very important to help others who are not as fortunate. I think it's important that they have a good life and they get the opportunities that other people have.
At BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive.